This is The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Public input is being asked for the City of San Antonio's plan to protect the area around the old Spanish missions and the World Heritage Site. Increased green space and limiting development are two areas of concern for the community there. But how do we achieve that? Call in. Tell us what your concerns are. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. What kind of development would you find acceptable? A change is coming to the neighborhood, but are we going to be able to get the change that we want? 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at @tprsource. We're joined by Colleen Swain, Director of the World Heritage Office for the City of San Antonio, and Nina Nixon-Mendez. She is a planner for the City of San Antonio. And welcome back to The Source, both of y'all. It's great to see y'all.
Thank you.
Well, what are the stakes? We've heard that if development does not do well in the area, that if somehow it's spoiled, that the World Heritage status could actually be lost. Is that true, Colleen?
Well, they can always take the World Heritage status designation away for if there is some sort of incompatible development or something of that sort.
Okay, so that's quite the motivator to make sure that we do this right.
The sites are the World Heritage Sites, so this is the buffer area is what we're talking about.
Sure.
So, of course, we want to make sure that anything that happens near our sites are compatible.
Okay, so how are we doing that?
Well, through land use policy, we have started a public input process. This actually started way back in October. Councilwoman Villagran held three symposia. The third one was on land use policy, and that happened in February of this year. And we looked at all the existing land use plans and had maps and had invited the community to tell us what they saw on the maps. Was that what they felt was compatible and respectful, and where should certain uses be within the World Heritage Buffer Area. And so then we have compiled those general themes and bullet points in one document that we are again presenting to the public and asking for their comments and feedback on those comments. And again, looking at the buffer area with fresh eyes, and are there items that have been missed, and certain areas that may be zoned a certain way that maybe there needs to be some thought about, is that appropriate considering the World Heritage designation?
So the zoning, we have different categories, things like industrial or mixed use or residential. And some people, there's a lot of zoning that has been done in the area over the years, and I guess a lot of it doesn't really match up well now that we have the World Heritage Site. So the concern is let's see what needs to be fixed up.
Actually, I think there has been some work previously on the neighborhood plans, the land use. And so the plans are not consistent with the existing zoning. And so what we're doing is looking at those plans again and then asking the community for feedback. And then the next step would be to move forward with making sure the zoning complies with what the land use policy states.
Right. So how does that work, Nina?
Well, essentially, we have adopted land use plan components in our community plans. We have four community plans in the World Heritage area: the Stinson Plan, the Heritage South Sector Plan, the South Central Plan, and the Lone Star Community Plan. And so what we would do is assess the land uses, take the public input that we've received regarding proposed amendments to the land use plan. Once we receive our community input, we can move forward to the Planning Commission for recommendation and City Council for approval. At that point, then, the land use plan would serve as a guide for any future rezonings, whether they be zonings brought forward by property owners or any kind of comprehensive rezoning effort that the city might undertake.
Now, there are people who they feel a strong connection to the missions. Their families, they can trace them back going 300 years as being a part of the original Mission Indians, and they feel that they want to make sure that they definitely are pushing for things like expanded green space around the missions, and they want to protect make sure that it's not overpowered by industrial development or big box stores. Is that what's happening?
We're asking for their input and their feedback, and so the recommendations, like I said, that are that we are taking forward to the public are based upon that input that we received. So that's what we're asking for, is their thoughts and opinions and what we should see in the area.
And then there are people who their homes are in that area as well. And is this in conflict? I mean, do the homes have to go?
No.
Some people live right next to the missions, right?
Right.
And
not
so,
too
but
far.
Not too far, but, you know, and it's part of their neighborhood. It's their parish church. And how does that work? Just continue as
the use, and I'll speak to Nina, but the use is continued as the current use is, correct?
Right. I mean, we certainly want to respect all the single family residential in relation to the missions. One really interesting area is around Mission Espada. There's some large lot residential, some small farming enterprises in the area, and the National Park Service has a program where they are actually acquiring conservation easements that allows those individuals to continue to live in that area and continue to farm, but not develop any more intense use on the site. So that's one strategy that could be utilized. There are other strategies for, again, a prime example would be the area near Mission Espada, where you have a fairly large floodplain area that certainly could be conserved, and you could have the option of doing a conservation subdivision where you could do some new development. There is vacant land further south of Mission Espada that is undeveloped currently that could be developed for your large lot single family or in a cluster development. And the larger floodplain area and the heavily treated area could be preserved. And so there are a lot of different strategies that can be utilized with this land use plan.
And when you say there's land there being farmed, like what do you, like big farm? Or?
No, they're just small farming operations.
Okay.
Farming and ranching. Mm-hmm.
Farming right there, right near the mission still.
Mm-hmm. Adjacent. Mm-hmm. Families that have animals. And
the National Park Service has a farm there as well.
Okay. All right. Well, our phone lines are open. We definitely want to hear from our listeners what they think about this process for asking for public input and what kind of input they want to input into what's happening with the Spanish missions in order to protect the area and to protect the World Heritage status. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And the source continues after this minute break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the San Antonio missions, the old Spanish missions, and how to preserve the area now that this area has become there's a lot of interest out there. A lot of people want to move out there, and it's become and people are worried about what's happening with this development and if it's going to threaten the character of the neighborhoods, and could it actually, if development is done not well, that it would threaten the status of World Heritage. Also, there's a contest from the National Park Service that really needs your help. Let me ask Colleen Swain, talk about this. What is this?
Well, this is the first year that Partners in Preservation is hosting this contest, and it's called Vote Your Park, and go to voteyourpark.org. And what that is they have made $2 million available. There are 20 national parks competing for funding. We have Mission Concepcion is in the running. And we are currently number 13. We need to get up to number 8. We'd like to win $236,000 so that we can restore the frescoes in the Convento area in Mission Concepcion. So you can vote every day up until July 5th. And this is, you know, we're up to the last minute. So we really need everyone to get on voteyourpark.org and submit your vote today and every day.
And you can vote on Facebook.
Yes. Yes, through Facebook.
And we're competing against, like, Yellowstone?
Yes.
Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon, yes. Big parks. Big parks.
So we need San Antonians to get together behind this, to vote, and to and support this. And it means it's free money.
Right. And we need to, you know, we need to rally to really support our very own cultural and historical treasures. The National Park Service they haven't had any budget increases, and so we need to look to these types of things to help.
We're going
to
show community support.
Community support.
Okay, so back to the original topic. We'll plug this again, hopefully before the end of the show. But so you're having these public meetings. What is happening there?
Well, what we are having is a 30-day open house process. And so we have at libraries, and they are at the Central Library, the Pan American Library, the McCreeless Library, and the Mission Branch Library, Fire Station Number 7, and then also at Stinson Airport. We have posted the proposed land use amendments that we heard from the community, the input we gathered from the last symposium from the community. That map is up there, and there's also a key that tells you what all the different initials mean, what does MU stand for. And we will have staff there on Wednesdays from 4 to 6, on Fridays from 1 to 3. And there are two Saturdays that staff will also be there for people to come in and ask questions. There are comment cards there. This map is also online at the City of San Antonio, www.sanantonio.gov/World Heritage, also on the planning website and the Office of Historic Preservation website. We want, and everything's in English and in Spanish, we want to give people the opportunity to look at these, to go to their neighborhood plan, to analyze them, to ask questions. I've heard from the community that oftentimes they go to a public meeting and they're asked to make a decision right then and there. And so this is an opportunity to ask questions and submit their comments on how we move forward with this, because this is a very important process, and it is a critical path for the World Heritage Work Plan.
Our phone lines are open. What don't you want to see near the missions pop up? What do you want to? What kind of development would you welcome in that area? Give us a call, 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. So what kind of public input are you getting so far? What are people saying? What do they want?
Well, I think most people feel they are in line with what we've heard previously. Have you heard anything different, Nina?
No, and it's interesting. Of course, many of the comments concern development along the San Antonio River and wanting adequate buffers and setbacks to the river. Other comments certainly are addressing what they would like to see in proximity to the missions. They certainly don't want an intense density or projects with height to them. So that there's still more of a country feel to the area. Those are the kinds of things that we've received. There's also been concern related to industrial uses, and if there were an opportunity to transition those uses at some future point in time, they would like to see a different type of use.
Right, there's a refinery on the river, mm-hmm. not that far.
There's refinery. There's some business parks. There's some underutilized warehouse properties that potentially could be transitioned at some future point in time. Of course, when we look at future land use, we're looking 20, 30 years out. So,
right, but mm-hmm. now the decisions have to be made. And people will wonder, is my comment really going to be taken seriously? How does my comment get incorporated into the planning?
Absolutely. Their comments are very important, and every comment gets incorporated. We even have a list of every comment that we receive, and we document that. And we look for, and Nina, you might want to speak to this, how you look for general themes and consensus on ideas.
Right. Well, one thing that occurred during the land use symposium, we had about 12 tables of people that had some differing viewpoints, but there were general overarching themes that all of those tables had. And so, you know, that's the glue that holds the land use plan together. You know, the concern related to ensuring that the open space, the sensitive ecological and cultural areas are preserved, looking for particular activity areas where you could develop a higher density residential. Again, general consensus of not wanting that kind of high density next to the missions. You know, all of that is echoed in what we're proposing.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines, 210-614-8980 to join the conversation. Rita has called in. Rita, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me. Well, you asked what we would like to see, and I, for one, am very disconcerted when I travel around and development has squeezed in around something. I want to see the approach to the missions kept open enough that we can anticipate it before we get there, and that there's not high-rise things. Even a few stories ruins that visual anticipation of a historic or sacred space. And a lot of places around the world, you just kind of, you're there on top of it. You don't even get to anticipate it because people have built two or three or four-story developments right close in on it. So I don't want it to be strangled. I want to see it and anticipate it on the approach to the mission. And that's, to me, very important. So.
Okay, Aretha, thank you.
You.
All right, and thank you for calling and letting us know. And are a lot of people reflecting that view?
Absolutely, and that was even thought of as we were going through the process, because we do have viewshed protection for New Mission San Jose, for the Alamo, for the mission. So, and that's absolutely in line with what we've heard from the community, is that you have this wonderful historic and cultural site, and when you arrive there, you want it to not be marred. So that's very much in line with what we've heard.
Okay, got another caller, Isabel on the line. Isabel, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for this wonderful opportunity. As a 12th generation Catholic Tejana, I am very, very proud of the fact that so far the missions, the lands have been kept clear, and I do not want any box chains, any chain stores. I want that all that land kept as much as possible as when the Spaniards first got here. I know we're going to have a big tug of war, but I hope the fact that San Antonio is unique because we don't have all those other fast food stuff around. And I really cannot emphasize how distasteful it looks. This keeps San Antonio unique.
Okay, Isabel, thank you for the call. How much authority is there to limit big box stores? I mean, you just can't have a ban on that, can you?
Well, you can limit the intensity of commercial use. And you can limit the square footage of the store. Also, you can limit it through design. What's interesting right now, we have design overlays over two of our corridors, South Presa and Roosevelt, and that will help to control a lot of the look and feel, the appearance of the corridor.
And but we can't freeze time. You know, there's going to be changes, right? Mm-hmm. What are we going to see? What's it going to look like 5 years, 10 years from now?
Well, again, the great thing about a land use plan, it does direct that kind of intensity of commercial use along your major corridors, like a military highway, for example, military drive, it keeps the more regional commercial away from your commercial corridors. So there is a way that you can shape development, and that's what zoning's all about. It allows you to shape that development.
Okay, another caller, Bob, is on the line. Bob, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Good. Hey, listen, I just want to make sure that when you guys change the land use along these corridors, that you consider the small businesses that have been operating in those areas for, in some cases, decades, and have been utilizing their spaces how they need it for their business. But once you've changed the land use, they've got a non-conforming use. So if they ever expand their businesses or they build their businesses a little more, they've got to go to banking or whatnot to get approval on those loans. But a lot of times those banks will not approve it if they have non-conforming uses. And I've seen that quite a bit with historical businesses and locations, and then, the city outgrows them and changes their land use underneath them, and they don't realize that happens. So I want to make sure you're considering those guys also.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bob. So we have to respect the property rights of people. We also have to realize that we're talking about economic development, job providing, and services that we want to provide to the folks who live in that neighborhood as well.
Well, and we have sent notices to property owners. So if property owners are impacted by the proposed land use amendments, they have been notified, and we did an additional buffer for that. And that's why we're here and we're having a 30-day process, as we want people to be informed about this process. Additionally, another part of the World Heritage Work Plan is also economic development. And so we are anticipating an increase in visitation. And so we want to work with the local businesses that have been in the area to provide them with the information and tools that they need to be successful and to benefit from the designation.
I'm going to squeeze in one last caller with Christian. Christian, hi, you're on the air. Really tight in time here.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Christian. I'm actually from Guatemala, where we have our World Heritage site. And I got to tell you, the reason why we fought for the missions to become World Heritage so we could attract more tourists and bring jobs and increase the local economy. If we do this right, all of the areas around the missions are going to benefit. So I wonder if it's actually, if we want to keep it the way it is. We want to change it. We want to make San Antonio even better. I would urge the callers that are saying, no, let's keep the gardens, let's keep it the way it is, to consider the impact of having more tourism. I think we should change it. We should make it something beautiful.
All right, Christian, thank you for calling in. Appreciate that last comment. And I do want to say before we leave that we have this contest for the San Antonio Missions. They need your vote. It could be a lot of money. How much?
$236,000 for Mission Concepcion.
All right, and we could go online to voteyourpark.org or go on Facebook and check that out as well. And I want to thank both our guests, Colleen Swain, Director of World Heritage Offices, City of San Antonio, and Nina Nixon-Mendez, a planner for SA. Thank you so much. The source continues after this.